fruit tree. You grow the orchards. That's what they are. And some call them citrus groves. Now, you know, you brought that up. I wonder, a lot of people say, oh, he's got 30, 40 acres in oranges. Or he's got so many groves. So now I don't know.
Well, are the groves fenced in? Are they fenced in? Are they fenced?
Oh, they're bound to be fenced in, because they see, the groves are fenced in. And the orchards are fenced in. I wonder what the difference would be. You know, that's orchards or groves. I hear them one just as much as the other.
What about a field? Is that fenced?
Well, our cotton fields are not. You can drive down though. and all our cotton fields are not fenced in.
And you mentioned a patch a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
What's a patch?
Patch?
What do you grow in a patch?
How come I didn't mention the patch?
Would you grow something in a patch, like? Or is that a certain size, or?
I would think a patch is something small. Patch.
Like
an acre or so? Patch. I could think a patch of, it could be like it wouldn't be a patch of tomatoes. What would you call tomatoes?
Where do you grow vegetables?
Huh?
Where do you grow vegetables? What do you call the place where you grow vegetables?
Well, people,
for home use.
Well, I've heard people say, well, he's got a fine patch of tomatoes. I've heard that.
So if you had a place out here in back of your house,
yeah,
would you have a patch of tomatoes?
Yeah, I'd have a very small patch of tomatoes. A patch.
Would you fence that in? Would that be fenced in?
No. Not in your yard here.
Well, if you had a little place there, well, if you decided that between your house and your garage, where you park your car, that you wanted to plant corn and beans and tomatoes and carrots. And
well, now, I would be a poor subject for that because I wouldn't fence it in. So, I mean, I'm not very good. I wouldn't be very good at that. I just wouldn't fence it in. But yeah, I heard them say a fella has a nice patch of peas. Or, then I've heard people say, we've got a good crop of turnips, so what are you going to use? I mean, I think you can use anything you want.
Well,
what do you all say up over there?
Just about the same.
I mean, I don't think you can pin it down to one thing.
That's why I didn't think so. What do you call the place where you have flowers growing?
Well, you could have a nursery if you're going to sell plants. It's a nursery.
But just around your house?
Oh, I have a friend, he grows the most beautiful, he puts a lot of his roses. I'd have a, what would you call it?
Well, you do, you have a lovely.
But I wouldn't say patch of roses. Surely not.
Do you ever say anything like garden?
But yeah, that first came in my name, but I don't think, I'd say, oh, you have some lovely roses growing in your yard or growing in your garden. I'd say that, in that way.
Well, would you speak of a vegetable garden or a vegetable patch if you just had a lot?
No, I'd say I have, now you stump me again. If you hadn't asked me, I'd have told you.
I'm sorry.
My vegetable. I would say vegetable garden.
You wouldn't?
No, I'm just wondering. I don't, vegetable garden. Then I would go, well, let's see, vegetable patch.
I hope I didn't confuse you. I'm sorry.
You got to mess me up here. Let me see.